welcome to Vlad Savchuk Podcast. Our mission at Vladimir Savchuk Ministries is to reach the world globally and disciple them digitally. Let's dive into this episode.
So, practical tips. Find a place and time when you are least, where you are least distracted. So how do I practice meditation? So here are some practical things. Number one is find a place and time where and when you are least distracted. Number two, start with prayer and worship to God. Lean on the Holy Spirit. Number three, choose a portion of the scripture that the Spirit impresses on your heart. Read that portion, memorize it, and let that portion speak to you. And number four, think on that. Meditate on it. Rehearse it in your mind. And number five, you can speak it as well. Why is it powerful to speak? Because some thoughts are so strong and they're so embedded in our minds that they will not be broken until you speak the word. Jesus overcame the enemy in the wilderness by speaking the word. So let's review this again. How do I practically meditate? Is find the time and place where you're least distracted. Start with prayer and worship to God. Lean on the Holy Spirit. Number three is choose a small portion of the scriptures that the Spirit impresses on your heart. Read it, memorize it, and let it speak to you. And number five is that you speak it. Speak those verses out loud. So number four is that you read it, you memorize it, and let it speak to you. Number five is that you speak it. I remember a verse that really started to help me as I was battling with thoughts of lack and thoughts of poverty. I remember in the earlier stages of our marriage, I was financially struggling, but it wasn't that I was struggling financially. I blamed my finances for why I was struggling. I said, you know, it's my ministry stuff and, you know, ministry challenges and, you know, I'm not receiving pay from the church and da-da-da, like all of these excuses. But as I started to listen to sermons, I remember one preacher kind of highlighted that sometimes we have things in our mind because they're actually in our life. We have things in our life because they're actually in our mind. And so God wants to renew our mind before He transforms our life. And so I kind of took an inventory of my dominant thoughts concerning finances, and I found that they were very, very negative, full of lack, full of like, God doesn't care about me, God isn't providing for me. Like, they were not in line with God's word at all. But I had excuse for all of them because of my situation. So I took control of that by repenting to the Lord. And I remember I took one verse in Isaiah chapter 1, what it says, you know, come to me, if your sins are like scarlet, I will make you as white as snow, as white as wool, ta-da-da. And then there's this one portion. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat of the good of the land. And I took that just spoke to me. That verse just like, that just hit me. As though God was saying, if you're willing and you're obedient to my word, you will eat of the good of the land, that I will bless you. And I wasn't praying to God to change my circumstance. I wasn't praying that God will give me a car or a house or a raise, none of that. I was praying that God will clean my mind, because my mind was so filled with what was happening around me, because what was happening around me was happening inside of me. And so through meditation of that word, not only I memorized that verse, I literally like repeated that verse in my mind probably a million times. I remember taking a week, maybe even 2 weeks. It was about a week and a half probably, where all I prayed in that prayer for, you know, those 2 hours or hour and a half was that one verse. I kept repeating that. I kept praying that verse. I kept speaking out that verse. And I kept saying, God, don't change my circumstances if you don't change me. Change my mind. I don't want to be negative. I don't want to constantly doubt your provision, God. I don't want to blame you for my situation without trusting you first. And as I started to experience the change, I felt like now those thoughts were no longer dominant. Oh, God's not going to provide. God's not going to bless me. You know, oh, I will not be prosperous because, you know, I'm in ministry. You know, I will not have enough. Me and my wife will always be fighting over a cup of coffee. And like all of that nonsense that I literally, it was just embedded in my mind. Some of that was also generational. And as layer by layer started to get removed and my mind started to get healed. I wasn't rich in my mind. I just wasn't broke anymore. I wasn't constantly looking for bad things to happen to me again. And I remember these dominant thoughts started to penetrate my mind that were now in line with God's word. That the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not lack. You know that give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together. You know, men will give into your bosom. The same measure that you use, it will be measured to you. Like these things became part of like my portion in here, not in my life. In my life, nothing changed for a while. But I didn't care about that at first. But my thoughts, I was no longer looking at my future with fear. I was no longer looking at my finances with constant grumbling and complaining. I was looking at it with an outlook of God's promise. And when my mind got cleaned up, and it's honestly maybe within a few years, I started to see a shift in my attitude. I started to notice there was more peace. And honestly, instead of asking God to give me more, I was becoming more content with what I had. And grateful that I had so much more that money could never buy, like good health, like peace in my mind. I had a good relationship with my wife. I had amazing parents. I have a mentor, you know, my pastor. I have a team. I have friends. And I started to notice these things that before I didn't think they were valuable. I started to notice those things and appreciate. Gratefulness started to fill my heart more and more. Thanksgiving started to fill my heart more and more. And guess what begins to happen? And after that, the Bible says, you know, John says that you prosper as your soul prospers and be in good health. You know, if your mind is not prospering, if your mind is not healthy, if your mind is not filled with God's word, and you're only asking God always to change your circumstances, you know, God is merciful and good. He'll change the circumstances, but God made a law in Romans chapter 12. He says that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind. But this is how most of us think. No, our mind will be renewed when our life will get transformed. Some of us, in fact, we even tell God this. We say, Lord, if you change my life, I will change my mind. But God is saying to you today through His word, if you change your mind, I will change your life. That's a revelation right there. Somebody needs to hear this. Because some of us are saying this to God. If you change my life, I will change my mind. But God's word tells you, change your thoughts and I will change your life. You say, how do I change my thoughts? I just taught you on meditation. Here are six principles of meditation that you can practice. Number one is that read the scriptures and memorize it. Number two is meditation takes place in your heart and in your mind. Number three is meditation can happen during the night or it happens during the day. Number four, meditation happens on God's word. You can meditate on God's works, on God's will, and on God's ways. Number five is meditation is a spiritual warfare. You take thoughts captive. And number six, as you meditate, God promises blessings that come into your mind, life, and heart. Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:3, you become like a tree, leaves do not wither, roots are receiving nourishment and moisture from the water of God's word, and you will bear fruit in every season, and whatever He does shall prosper. So these are just few little things that I want you guys to, all of us to learn and to be reminded of today, to begin to submit your thoughts to God.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I believe that you were encouraged, strengthened, and convicted. If this was a blessing to you, would you help and share with your friends as well as maybe on social media? And leave a review on the podcast where you are consuming this content. It will help us a lot. If God puts on your heart to become a partner of this ministry, go to pastorvlad.org and you can become a partner there. God bless, and remember, you will raise to deliver.